This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated. Kingdom Ministries was created to teach and preach the gospel of the Kingdom of God. Kingdom Ministries is in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God, and the things heard on this program would also be taught and heard at the Litchfield Church of God. I'd like to encourage you to get a Bible and follow along at in the passages we look at today. I'd especially like to encourage you to get a piece of paper and a pencil or pen and write the verses down. And if you don't have a Bible, at least write the verses down so you can go back and re-examine the scriptures again. Some things are old news to you, and you've heard the Bible stories before. Some things may be new, and I want you to check it out. I want you to look at the passages and be a true student who studies God's Word to find out if the things that are heard are actual true. I'm not going to steer you wrong. I'm going to be teaching clearly and simply, but boldly, from the Word of God. And today, we're going to continue the thoughts we've had dealing with faith. For the Apostle Paul said in the book of Ephesians, and if you'd write down this passage from Ephesians chapter 2, he says, verse 8 is the verse we're going to look at, 8 and 9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works that God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." We are saved by God's grace. We are saved through the faith that we have in Jesus Christ. We look to God and trust in Him. He reveals in us a need for a change, and this is the illustration throughout the New Testament in the conversion experience, when people heard the Word and challenged, as they looked at their own life, they were challenged to make a change. John the Baptist preached a message of repentance, and I would like to have you write down Acts chapter 2 and verse 37 and 38. Peter was preaching a sermon. It happened to be on the day of Pentecost. The resurrection of Jesus is now history at this point, and the ascension is now history. It is now the day of Pentecost, and Peter is preaching a message to the people. He is preaching about Jesus. He is preaching about the kingdom of God. And he heard them preach about this man, Jesus, he told the Jews that this man, Jesus, the one that they had just recently crucified, actually rose from the dead. And this man, Jesus, was the long-awaited Messiah. This Jesus, in chapter 2 of Acts, in verse 32, "This Jesus God raised up again, and ye are all witnesses." This Jesus was the Messiah, and God has raised him back to life. And he goes on and says that God has exalted him to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured that Holy Spirit upon all of us. And that's the event on this day of Pentecost. And Peter is proclaiming the message of Jesus Christ as the Messiah and the coming King for the kingdom. And verse 37 of Acts chapter 2 says that when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Brethren, what shall we do?" Now notice who Peter is preaching to. He is preaching to a group of grown-ups, adult people who have heard him, who understand him, who are convicted, and who are speaking to him and saying to him, "What should we do?" And Peter says to these grown-ups, Repent, and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise of the Holy Spirit, is for you and your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. He was preaching and teaching to grown-ups. Now, the conversion experience has to do with understanding and believing, understanding the scriptures, able by our own free will to make a decision and a choice in our own lives. In the book of Mark, in chapter 16 and verse 15, Jesus said, right before his ascension, he tells his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who has disbelieved will be condemned. And then over in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, another illustration of this same event, which is the Great Commission being given by Jesus. In Matthew chapter 28, Matthew's account has Jesus telling his disciples, starting in verse 18 through 20, that all authority has been given to me, Jesus says, on heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. Disciples are followers, people, individuals who will learn and study and follow him. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Conversion involves believing, repenting, being baptized, and then continuing to live a holy life. And these were grown-ups. These were adults that were told to be baptized. The thing about being converted in Acts chapter 3, another statement that Peter makes in Acts chapter 3 and verse 19, he says, "Repent, therefore, and turn, that your sins may be wiped away, in order that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." Repent and turn. Change your ways. People have to be able to understand what it is that they need to do. And my friend, I want you to see these passages and reread them. These are grown-ups. Infants do not have the ability to reason. Infants do not understand the scriptures. But the Bible indicates that each person needs to make the choice on their own. They need to make the decision for Jesus Christ, to decide to follow Jesus or not to follow Jesus. I made a decision when I was 12 years old, and my parents, as much as they loved me and prayed for me, they could not make the decision for me. I had to choose of my own free will to follow Jesus Christ. And each individual on the face of the earth needs to choose for themselves to follow Jesus Christ. As a person who understands what it is that they're doing, to understand that they are indeed a sinner in need of a change, and by faith to trust God that he will change my life as I turn it over to him, and then to repent, to turn around from the mistakes and the sins in my life, and then to be baptized by the individual baptizing me, to which is symbolic of the inward change. The baptism is an outward expression of the inward change that has taken place. And what's interesting is the word baptize itself is a Greek word that has not been translated into English in our Bible. And the word baptize means to submerge, to put completely underwater. It does not mean to sprinkle. It is a Greek word, and there's a, if you go into the Greek language, you can find that simply for yourself, that there's a totally different Greek word for the word sprinkle. And the word baptize is the word that's in the scriptures, and that's what we are to follow, to be baptized or to be immersed, and to do it as an adult, to as a an in, adult who has made the decision on their own, with their own free will, to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That is what the people did in the days of the apostles, as the people as preached the gospel, the preaching continued, and we find that in the book of Acts in chapter 8, that as the people continued to listen, we have Philip this time preaching the good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Christ, and they were being baptized, men and women alike. So this was a life-changing experience for these grown-ups. And so we're going to pick it up here next week, and like you continue to study, write these verses down, go back and re-examine these, and see and verify who these people are and the state in which they were living, to become a student of the Word of God. May God bless you in your study.